Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway in 102 parliamentary constituencies across 21 states and union territories in first phase of general elections. Polling also taking place to elect legislative assemblies of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Filing of nominations to end this evening for third phase of Lok Sabha polls. Railways operating a record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow this evening. And now the news in detail. Voting is underway for the first phase of general elections. Polling is taking place in 102 parliamentary constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. Simultaneous voting is also taking place to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase today. Voting started in most of the constituencies at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. However, timings vary in northeastern states and left-wing extremism-affected areas. In the first phase, voting is being held for all the parliamentary constituencies in 10 states and union territories. They are 39 segments of Tamil Nadu, 5 in Uttarakhand, 2 each in Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya, and 1 each in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Mizoram, Nagaland, Puducherry, Sikkim and Lakshadweep. Polling is also being held for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 in Bihar, 3 in West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,625 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha elections. Among them, prominent candidates include senior BJP leaders and union ministers Nitin Gadkari, Sarbanand Sonowal, Kiran Rijiju, Dr. Jitendra Singh, Sanjeev Balyan, and as well as BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Jitin Prasad. Besides Congress leaders Gaurav Gogoi, Karthi Chidambaram and Nakul Nath and DMK's Dayanidhi Maran are prominent faces whose political fate is being sealed in the EVMs today. 1,63,000 polling stations have been set up for 16 crore 63 lakh voters in this phase. Around 36 lakh first-time voters are also exercising their franchise. The Election Commission has ensured that basic facilities are in place so that every voter can cast their vote with ease. In this phase, over 14 lakh people aged more than 85 years and around 14 lakh persons with disabilities have been provided the option to vote for their homes. Now we go over live to our correspondents for the latest updates on the voting from various parts of the country. We go to our correspondent in Jammu first. The Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir is going to polls in 5 phases. In the first phase, voting is being held at Udhampur parliamentary seat. 43% turnout has been recorded till 1 p.m. Our Jammu correspondent Jagmohan Sharma has joined us on phone. Jagmohan, how is the polling progressing at the Udhampur constituency?
Good afternoon, ma'am. Voting is going on very smoothly and systematically with all requisite arrangements made by the, as per the directions of Election Commission of India. And I would like to tell you that till 1 p.m., more than 43% polling was recorded.
Yes, Jagmohan, just do tell us what security arrangements have been made to ensure a peaceful polling there.
So far as the security arrangements are concerned, they are foolproof. Foolproof arrangements have been made for this particular constituency. In Kathua district, we have 110 polling stations that are located near international border, and 17 polling booths are right under the zero line areas. And we have BSF there on the IB, and the forces deployed there include CRPF also, J&K police and CISF.
Okay, thank you for that update, Jagmohan.
Okay, thank you.
Voting is progressing at a brisk pace in Tamil Nadu in all the 39 constituencies. Over 39% voting was recorded by 1 p.m. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, film star Rajnikanth, BJP leaders Tamilisai Soundararajan and Annamalai are among the important personalities who have already exercised their franchise. We are now connected with our Chennai correspondent, Joy. Joy, who are the prominent candidates in Tamil Nadu, and also what are the key issues this time?
Yeah, thank you, Anuja. The prominent candidates are former Union Minister Pon Radhakrishnan, former Governor Dr. Tamilsai Soundararajan, and present Minister Dr. Yal Murugan, State BJP Chief Annamalai, actress politician Radhika, and wife of former Union Minister Dr. Anbumani. So this is a unique gender election where BJP and AIADMK are targeting DMK, which is the regional heavyweight party. Though AIADMK is a state opposition party, political pundits say that they are quiet on issues concerning BJP. The key issues which are being talked about is price rise, unemployment, and revenue share to states. So these are the key issues which are being talked about in this election.
Right. Thank you, Joy, for this update. Now we move on to Maharashtra, where polling is taking place in five Lok Sabha constituencies. Over 32% voting was recorded by 1 p.m. We have with us our Nagpur correspondent, Dhananjay Vankhede. Dhananjay, who are the prominent candidates in the fray from Nagpur constituency?
Yes, Anuja, the sitting MP of Nagpur constituency, Union Minister and Senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari, is contesting for the third time from Nagpur. His main opponent, Congress candidate Vikas Thackeray, is contesting for the first time in this Lok Sabha election. A total of 26 candidates are in the fray in this constituency. And as per the details received from Chief Electoral Office Maharashtra, 28.75% of polling is done in Nagpur city till 1 p.m. across 2,105 polling stations. And it is expected to see a rise in polling percentage in evening as there is a scorching heat in Nagpur. Along with Nagpur, other four constituencies in East Vidarbha, Ramtek, Chandrapur, Bhandara Gondia and Gadchiroli are going to poll today. Anuja.
Okay, thank you, Dhananjay. From west, we now go over to the northeastern state of Nagaland. Voting is taking place for the only Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland. Over 43% voting was recorded by 1 p.m. Our correspondent, Asuno, has now joined us. Asuno, voting will be coming to an end in the short while. How has been the polling scenario so far?
Yes, Anuja, yeah, polling for the Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland is underway now and it will come to an end by 4 p.m. Except for the Kunti Assembly constituency in Eastern Nagaland, who have abstained from participation in the election over the demands of Frontier Nagaland Territory, the state is witnessing brisk polling with no report of any untoward incidents. So as per the latest update on the poll percentage for the Nagaland till 1 p.m., there has been a record of polling percentage at 44.43% voters turnout now. So over 13 lakh voters in Nagaland will feel the fate of the three candidates, namely Dr. Sumbhan Murray of NDTPP, S. Pun Maran Javier of Congress, and independent candidate Haritang Tongwai Lotha vying for the state long Lok Sabha seat. Back to you, Anuja.
Yes, thank you, Asuno, for that update. In Manipur, voting is being held for 30 assembly segments of inner parliamentary constituency and 15 assembly segments of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency. Nearly 47% voting was recorded till 1 p.m. In West Bengal, under the first phase, voting is taking place in Cooch Behar, Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri seats. 51% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. Polling has been largely peaceful so far, except reports of some instances of violence and conflicts in Cooch Behar constituency. The Election Commission has sought a report from the Chief Electoral Officer of the state. A CRPF jawan died at Mathabhanga of Cooch Behar, but the cause of death is yet to be ascertained. In Bihar, moderate polling is being witnessed in four parliamentary constituencies of Gaya, Nawada, Jamui and Aurangabad. In the state, around 32% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. Despite sweltering heat in poll-bound areas, enthusiasm is being seen in youth and the first-time voters. In these parliamentary constituencies, 15 assembly segments are Naxal-affected, where polling will conclude at 4 p.m. In Assam, over 45% polling was reported till 1 p.m. Here is the voter turnout for the Lok Sabha election in some other states till 1 p.m. Sikkim nearly 37%, Chhattisgarh over 42%, Uttar Pradesh 37%, Rajasthan nearly 34%, Madhya Pradesh over 44%, Lakshadweep 30%, Andaman and Nicobar Islands nearly 36%, Arunachal Pradesh over 37%, and Puducherry nearly 45%. In Arunachal Pradesh, where simultaneous legislative assembly elections are being held in single phase, over 39% voting was reported till 1 p.m. In Sikkim, as well, single phase assembly elections are taking place. Till 1 p.m., nearly 37% voting was recorded in the state. Along with Lok Sabha polls, by-elections for one seat each in legislative assemblies of Tamil Nadu and Tripura is also taking place today. In Tamil Nadu, voting is being held in Vilavankur Assembly constituency, while in Tripura, by-poll is being held for Ramnagar Assembly constituency. The filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls will end this evening. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Scrutiny of papers will take place tomorrow. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Campaigning has intensified for the subsequent phases of Lok Sabha polls, with senior leaders of various political parties addressing multiple rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a gathering in the Gajraula area of Amroha district in Uttar Pradesh today. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav addressed an election rally in Bhairoganj in Banka parliamentary constituency today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting at Katihar in Bihar this evening. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Matadan Special.
Special programs on the first phase voting of the general elections.
Voting updates from every corner.
Direct connect with our correspondents and expert opinions.
Listen 3:30 to 4 in the afternoon.
7 to 7:30 in the evening. And at night from 9:15 to 10. On Akashwani Gold.
Tune in to Lok Nirnay 2024 Matadan Special.
Welcome back to the Midday News on Akashwani. The Indian Railways is operating a record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. The Railways is operating a record-breaking 9,111 trips during summer season to ensure the convenience of passengers and manage the anticipated surge in travel demand during summers. This marks a substantial rise compared to last year's summer, where a total of 6,369 trips were offered. Ministry of Railways said the additional trains have been meticulously planned to connect key destinations across the country, ensuring seamless travel on major railway routes. During the summer season, zonal railways have been instructed to ensure availability of drinking water at railway stations. Elaborate crowd control arrangements are made at all major and important railway stations. Iran fired air defense missiles near the central city of Isfahan after spotting drones this morning. The firing raised fears of a possible Israeli strike in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. As per initial media reports, Israeli drones have hit a site in Isfahan province of Iran days after Tehran launched a drone strike on Israel in response to an attack at the Iranian embassy in Syria. However, the Iran's news agency said explosions were heard at Isfahan airport, but the cause was not immediately known. American broadcast networks quoting unnamed U.S. officials said Israel carried out the attack. Flights in several Iranian cities were briefly suspended. There were also reports of explosions in Syria and Iraq. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow today. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Punjab Kings by 9 runs in Chandigarh. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway in 102 parliamentary constituencies across 21 states and union territories in first phase of general elections. Polling also taking place to elect legislative assemblies of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Filing of nominations to end this evening for third phase of Lok Sabha polls. Railways operating record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants to take on Chennai Super Kings in Lucknow this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com. And with that, we end the midday news.